Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Brazilian architect Oscar Niemeyer designed the Rashid Karami International Fair in the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli in the 1960s. Before work on the modernist concrete complex was complete, the country descended into civil war. But now the magnificent site is slowly crumbling, but local architects are trying to preserve it. Our Beirut correspondent, Lizzie Porter, goes to meet them at Niemeyer's Marvel on the Mediterranean.
In the northern Lebanese city of Tripoli, Wasim Nagi climbed the slope leading to the open-air theatre at the Rashid Karami International Fair. He picks up lumps of concrete that litter the ground. "You see these pieces?" the local architect asks. "They fell from the arch in the storm last month. The open-air theatre is the most at risk of all the structures here. The chunks have crumbled from a majestic elliptical arch. They signal the deteriorating health of one of the Middle East's finest feats in modernist architecture." Named after Lebanon's then Prime Minister, the Rashid Karami International Fair was designed in the 1960s by Brazilian architect Oscar Niemeyer. As newly independent Arab states shaped their identities, the complex of 28 structures was intended to attract international interest to Lebanon. But before work on the 70-hectare site was complete, the country descended into a 15-year-long civil war. Niemeyer's comely concrete complex never opened. A huge boomerang-shaped exhibition hall, known as La Grande Couverture, the Great Cover, was supposed to welcome trade from all over the world. But it never truly fulfilled its function. A previous and questionable restoration has seen half of the 7-metre-high canopy flanked with wide panels of glass. Despite its state of decay, the whole site, known locally as Al-Ma'arad, the exhibition, is unmistakably Niemeyer. The experimental theatre, sheltered by a concrete dome just a few centimetres thick at its highest point, resembles his Oca Auditorium in Ibirapuera Park in Sao Paulo. The fragile arc reaches skywards and recalls a similar structure at Niemeyer's famous Sambodrome in Rio de Janeiro. And while there's no carnival happening here anytime soon, the fair is open to Tripolitans and day trippers. On a mild November morning, we are among a few dozen people wandering between the structures, the palms, and the pine trees. Occasional art and book fairs see an injection of visitors, and as we tour, a TV crew films inside the experimental theatre. Niemeyer's Lebanese buildings are still standing, but the case of the crumbling archway shows that they are in an increasingly sorry state. Unrepaired missile damage from the Civil War years, as well as humidity from the sea — the site is only a few hundred metres from the coast — are the biggest risks. The whole place is a sad reminder of Lebanon's wrought past and present inertia, which has seen countless other heritage structures looted, demolished, or allowed to crumble into nothingness. The Syrian army occupied Niemeyer's fair from the mid-1970s until 1998, clashing with local militias during the Lebanese civil war. As we stand in the three-level Lebanon pavilion — the host country was to have its own exhibition space — Wasim repeats over and over, "They stole everything." He gestures to the few scraps of lino, then a prized floor covering, and small sections of Carrara marble. They are among the only adornments that remain. Wasim hopes that the fair's recent addition to Lebanon's list of possible future UNESCO World Heritage Sites will encourage donors to come forward with restoration funds. He reckons repairs to the concrete alone would cost $30 million. Some support has already arrived. This year, the Getty Foundation donated $225,000 for site protection planning. Meanwhile, Wasim and fellow architects are establishing the Niemeyer Heritage Foundation in Tripoli to raise funds and awareness. As we wrap up our tour, we approach the fair's Space Museum, topped with a UFO-shaped helipad. Climbing the wobbly spiral staircase to the landing deck, we can see out over Tripoli's rooftops to the mountains beyond, covered in the winter's first snows. It's an apt place to reflect on how Niemeyer's concrete effort added another layer to the city's rich architectural history. Centuries before the Brazilian visionary visited Lebanon, The Mamluk dynasty developed an urban fabric of markets, mosques and bathhouses still used by the city's residents. Later, the Ottomans added their own flourishes. The French Mandate of Syria and Lebanon then saw Art Deco-style townhouses crop up on Tripoli's narrow streets. The Rashid Karami International Fair reflects the next era. It deserves more sustained attention.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And our thanks to Lizzie Porter for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.